What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And if you're wondering why I keep looking out the window, which is right behind this monitor, it's because there is this magnificent bald eagle that's just circling and circling way down low. And I don't know if that has any meaning to it whatsoever, unless it poos all over my back porch, and then I would say that's a negative vote of confidence. Anyway, let's get back to the phones here. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Mike, I want to comment more about the Syria thing, about the oil.
Yes.
So far, I've only heard Tulsi Gabbard really jump on Trump for this. She was on, I listened to a radio show yesterday on XM.
Yeah,
and that, you know, he's shaming his country. He's using our troops. I forget what she said. Mercenaries, I think. I say he's
yes.
Top to guard that oil. And he really put. And she got very little argument back from the lady. I think it was Fox News, Maria something or another.
Yeah.
Last name. But anyway, this is an impeachable offense to me. Not the nonsense they're trying to impeach him on. But you notice neither the Democrats or the Republicans are going after him on this. And Tulsi now has a bill to try to get all the troops out of Syria. And she's got no
post-time. Yeah, she introduced that. It's going to go absolutely nowhere. But it's going to force everybody to go on the record whether they support what Trump is doing or not. As far as the foreign press, they're excoriating Donald Trump, the White House, and the U.S. in general over what is seen as a naked act of plundering of Syria's natural resources.
Goes to show you how what hypocrites people like AOC and Ilya Omad are. You know, Omad makes it so like she cares about the Palestinians. I don't know if she really does or doesn't, but she obviously doesn't care about these Arab countries like Syria because they're not radical enough for her. Okay, he probably wants the terrorists to win. So she's a complete hypocrite. I don't trust the woman at all. And AOC, another one. These people are all, you know, there's nobody in there that's any good in our government.
Nope.
I have hopes for Tulsi now, but you know, like I said, the odds are so stacked up against her; it's incredible. I mean, you know, she's both parties don't like her. I just don't know anymore. I mean, you know, I don't know what happened to this country. You think the people would be outraged? I really believe
it should be
the worst. I really believe the worst thing this country ever did was do away with the draft. If you had a draft, they wouldn't dare do this kind of stuff. People would be much more enlightened, much more alert. There would be riots in the street if they tried these wars with if you had a draft. There's no way they would get away with this stuff. I don't know. What do you think? Do you agree with me on that, Mike, or what?
Well, they got rid of the draft because it was unpopular with the American people. We'd lost in Vietnam. And
I know.
The U.S. tried to reposition itself as, okay, maybe we made a mistake there. And then, of course, we started getting back into more wars. And I remember George Bush getting up there and saying that, you know, we are now free from the curse of Vietnam, which is not entirely true.
People started forgetting just how horrible that war was, how worthless that war was, how many of our troops died because of that war, how many Vietnamese we killed. People just started forgetting about that by then, and they bought into these wars again, and they continued to buying into them. Were they too stupid or too drunk or too much on drugs to understand what's going on today? Or they hooked up on circuses like the stupid World Series or the Super Bowl or other nonsense like that? That's the problem. You know?
It's not entirely impossible that... Well, we know that fluoride is a tranquilizer, and it's in our drinking water. And maybe that's what's keeping the American people from saying, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Well, also the junk food they're feeding, you know, there's so many people eat, you know, all the chemical-laden GMO garbage. That's also not doing any good. You know, it's dumbing people down, I think. Make them fat, lazy, and stupid. And I'm afraid that might be it. Meanwhile, Russia's going the other way. Russia's getting off the alcohol. The people are getting a lot more leaner and fit. Their military is awesome. They're ready to do what they have to do and defend their country, not to police the world. And they're a lean, mean machine ready to do that. Meanwhile, like I said, we can't even recruit the people we need to try to keep this empire in line.
Oh, they've lowered the standards so much. You know, I mean, they're just letting just about anybody into the military these days.
Look at this fat slob colonel. By the way, I got a YouTube of my own, and plus I made a Facebook meme about that. And, you know, this guy, obviously, the biggest scandal concerning Colonel Winbin is that that they're ignoring their own physical fitness standards, and he's probably, I don't know, they're passing him through, I guess, at the PT test. Okay? A fat slob like that shouldn't even be in the military anymore. Okay? Top of that, he's a neocon. You know, I don't know what's wrong with some of these Jews that came in that recently came in from the old Soviet Union. They were refugees from the old Soviet Union. They came in, I think, around the 1980s, like he did. Okay? Don't they understand that it was the Red Army, the Russian Red Army, that saved so many Jews? Actually, a lot of Jews joined the Red Army. They fought, you know, and they, you know, they were proud to be in the Red Army, and they fought very well. And, you know, it was the Red Army more than anybody else that defeated the Nazis. Doesn't a clown like that remember that? The same thing with Max Boot. He's another Soviet Jew refugee. Okay? Don't these clowns understand that? I mean, are they that ignorant of history, even the history of the country they come from? And the people that they, you know, it was the Soviets, it was the Red Army that actually broke open those and freed those concentration camps. Most of them, at least. There were a couple in the West, but most of them were in the East, and it was mostly liberated by the Red Army. And yet, this clown, you know, and not only him, a lot of them hate Russia, even though Russia's not even communist anymore. It just goes on and on.
It's just a convenient enemy. I mean, governments cannot keep their people afraid and under control without some kind of an enemy, even if that enemy is imaginary.
You know, what's with these Soviet Jews that are coming over? And Garry Kasparov, I think he's another one, you know? I understand it grew up in the Soviet Union. You may not have liked it. It was not anti-Semitic or anti-anything else. It was anti-religion. That's the whole thing. They did not want people practicing religion there. It was mostly atheistic society. It wasn't a matter that they were racist or anti-Semite or anti-anybody else. That was the way the society worked at the time. Today, it's not the case anymore. Putin is a Christian today. Okay?
Yes.
And the Orthodox Church has a lot of say. And Islam and Judaism, all of them, are treated very well today in Russia. So is Buddhism. Those are the main religions. So I don't know what these people's problems are, Mike. I'll take the rest of your call offline, okay?
All right. Well, you know, Mark, thanks an awful lot for the call. Again, it's all about keeping control, and the best way to keep control over a population is to make them afraid of something or somebody, even if you have to make it up out of thin air. And that's where a lot of the current discord is coming from. We see it all the time with, you know, the Muslim bashing that's going on in the corporate media, the anti-white rhetoric that we're seeing all over the place. It's just trying to fan up conflict because people under conflict are easier to control and exploit. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Jim in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I think Mark from North Carolina stole my thunder. I think Trump should be impeached. I called last week. I said he should be impeached, but not for the reasons that the fake media says. He should be impeached for bombing Syria twice and now stealing their oil and bragging about it. I mean, it's appalling. I can't imagine a president just coming out and saying, oh, I like oil. I'm just going to take Syria's oil. So I'm at this point,
well,
I'm tired.
Let's be fair. Back when we were in Iraq, President Bush was out there saying to the American people, don't worry, this war isn't going to cost you anything. We're going to fund it with Iraq's oil. So even he was saying the same thing. We're going to go on in there, take the oil, and all will be well. Of course, that didn't work out too well.
Well, Bush also should have been impeached. So
I'll agree with you on that one. Right,
think,
now, if I had any investment capital, I'd be going long on tar and feathers.
Yeah. But, you know, Trump, I've had it with him. It's the Kushner and Ivanka administration.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sick of people saying, oh, would you rather have Hillary? Well, no, I wouldn't, but that doesn't mean I can't criticize Trump. You know, enough is enough.
You're coming out and saying
we're going to take Syria's oil. We're stealing their oil from them. A country that's been decimated, 500,000 dead. And it's just appalling. And I've done with Trump. And I hope they impeach him. Of course, they won't impeach him for the right reasons. They'll impeach him for Ukraine gate or something nonsense. But I don't care. If they impeach him, you know, at least with Pence, you'll get the face of evil staring right in your face. And, you know, Trump has a likable personality, and that's kind of the problem. People should see through his garbage. I mean, this is it. It's just coming out. We're going to take Syria's oil. Like, that's okay? It's unbelievable, Mike. I can't believe it. What do you think?
Well, obviously, to our 21st century sensibilities, it sounds absolutely horrific. But go back and study the early history of the British Empire. And that was their express attitude. We're going to make the world England. And we're going to go out to all these other places, and we're just going to take what we want, because it was the end of the age of conquest, the age of empires, and it was considered acceptable back there. Now, Trump is trying to take the United States back to that same mindset, that might makes right, you know, the end of Camelot, and that, if we have the ability to go on out and steal another country's resources, there's no reason for us not to do it.
Yeah, it's very disturbing for a president to just come out and openly admit, well, we're going to take the oil. You know, it's disturbing. And you notice the, quote, liberal media hasn't said a word, because they're for it. They like Trump doing this. They're talking about, identity politics and gay rights. But notice they won't attack Trump on stealing another country's oil blatantly. So I just find it appalling. I'm done with Trump. I won't even give him a second thought. I hope they impeach him. And, you know, to me,
well,
just another
the problem
puppet.
Here is, As horrific as stealing Syria's oil may be, it would not be an impeachable offense, because for many Americans, that's kind of his job, to go on out there and, you know, be commander-in-chief of the military and say, you will all go over here and you will do thus and such.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this has been going on before we were born. So, no, I know that. But I'm just saying, if we had a moral, righteous country, Trump would be impeached because of this. And on that note, thanks for taking my call, Mike, and have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I think overall, the United States is a moral and righteous country. It just happens to be under the control of an absolutely ruthless criminal government. Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the international news here. Netanyahu is accusing Hamas of firing rockets at Israel from Gaza. And Friday said a total of 10 rockets had been fired from Gaza, including 8 projectiles that had been intercepted by the Iron Dome air defense system. And that had to be really costly because normally it takes several of those Iron Dome missiles to bring down one of the Hamas Gaza missiles because of the way it weaves around here. So, but again, Netanyahu is struggling to keep control of Israel. Netanyahu and previous Israeli prime ministers rule the Israelis by keeping them constantly afraid of terrorism, of the return of the Nazis, of ovens and more Holocausts. And it's all a fantasy. That's what they use to keep control. And that's why they protect those fantasies as hard as they do. Nobody's going to believe there's a threat of a new Holocaust if it turns out the last one was just made up for political reasons. Protests are rocking Baghdad and Beirut. Iran is starting to dig on in because they know they're next for one of these destabilization operations. And the governments in Iraq and Lebanon are literally staggering under huge waves of public protest. Powerful factions loyal to Iran are pushing to quash political upheaval. So the whole world seems to be angry with the rest of the world here. What can I tell you? And it isn't just the Rohingya. The Myanmar are now attacking Buddhists in Rakhine State, too. Now, have you ever had to hear somebody say, watch out for the Buddhists? But apparently it is a big problem. And during last month's Thadring Yut, the second most important annual festival of the Buddhist calendar, it's tied to the full moon. And instead, everything got put on curfew. Over in China, protesters vandalized Xinghao office, public property, during a night of violence. And they're not letting up. Even with all the military going around there, they're just absolutely not letting up. Are all these protests covert U.S. destabilization? Could be. Are some of them genuine, organic masses are simply fed up with how they're being treated? Possibly. All the way back when they first started talking about the New World Order and globalism, and I said the effort to create a single global political structure would in fact create the political climate for a single global revolution, and that may well be happening right now. All right, getting into weapons and things like that, over at Asia Times, they're saying, has China won the stealth war? And apparently China has now announced they can track the F-22 Raptor stealth fighter, which is supposed to be America's tip of the spear. Now, they're not the first ones to do so. A Russian pilot got a radar lock on one of those aircraft. They're not as stealthy as we've all been told. But according to the Global Times, China's new meter wave radar can be deployed on vehicles, on land, and warships, creating a dense web that gives hostile stealth aircraft nowhere to hide. I think it was a few months ago I said, stealth is designed to work against a narrow range of radar frequencies, and the lower frequency radars can cut through that. Over at the economic news, JP Morgan has poured $130 billion with a B of excess cash into bonds in a major shift. And we've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here. We're talking about how J.P. Morgan has poured $130 billion with a B of excess cash into bonds in a major shift. And the upshot of it is the bank is acting like the next recession is here. Everything the bank is doing points that way. And of course, the economy is going to be politicized. The Democrats would love for the economy to crash because they're going to blame Trump for it. Oh, the economy was absolutely fine when Obama left office. It was in swell shape. And if it's crashing now, it's all the fault of that evil Donald Trump. So lynch him, lynch him, lynch him. Apparently, Australia, China, Lebanon, Sweden, and the U.S. are all having major bank issues this last week. System is definitely under strain here. Over in Great Britain, baby goods retailer Mothercare, sort of their equivalent of our Babies R Us, has called in administrators, which is British speak for gone into bankruptcy, and they figure it's going to cost about 2,500 jobs. So Mothercare said the 79 British stores were not capable of achieving a sufficient level of profitability and that so far it had failed to find a buyer. Now, they will continue to operate as normal for the time being. Part of it may be, obviously the decline in disposable discretionary income among the population. The other part is that birth rates for white people especially are in decline. Another article out of Investment Watch blog, 9,000 stores have closed so far this year as the global economy collapsing. And it says the central banks are just going to buy up all the assets. They can just create all the money they need out of thin air, and they will own it all. Part of the design plan, I think. Over in Japan, Microsoft's Japan division tried an experiment last August. It's called the Work Life Choice Challenge, summer 2019, in which they trialed a 4-day work week for their entire workforce. 4 10-hour days, and then you get Friday off along with Saturday and Sunday. Productivity went up 40%. Something for all those work 'em until they drop people to think about. Now, China is definitely out there thinking about the future. And China has already created 12 free trade zones, 6 more on the way. And now China is saying they want to set up a $10 trillion economic zone literally in outer space, space between the Earth and the Moon. And they're saying that this will generate $10 trillion worth of services per year. I'm not exactly sure what the revenue stream is going to be or how they're going to capitalize it, but at least they're taking it seriously as space becomes more and more privatized. All right, getting on out to California. I feel sorry for those people in California. They've had all these fires, all of these blackouts. They've literally gone back to medieval times, where at night the only illumination is coming from those fires. And now, of course, they're getting an increase in seismic activity as well. So it's rough out there. Now, Trump is vowing no more federal aid to California as the fires continue to burn. And part of it probably has to do with Gavin Newsom's attempting to say that somehow or other, Donald Trump is responsible for all this. It's not our fault. Don't blame the liberal Democrats. We did nothing. It's all Donald Trump. We're busy faking up photos of him running around the forest with a Bic lighter setting these fires. And as soon as we get something decent, we will share it with you here. Apparently, 3 fires in Lafayette and Martinez have now been confirmed as started by PG&E lines. Because the money all got spent on things like illegal immigrants. So the California governor is threatening to take over PG&E, and I think it's long overdue. This rush for deregulation and privatization has led to disasters all over the place, not just California. Look at what's happening with Boeing. So the Californians are angry at politicians and PG&E, and it's getting worse as the wildfires and blackouts continue. Victor Davis Hanson is out there saying Democrats have turned California into a problem-plagued, burning nightmare. Anyway, getting on back to Boeing here, American Airlines, United Airlines, and Southwest Airlines are saying they're not going to put the Boeing 737 MAX back to the skies, even if the FAA says it's good to go, because of the Noop scandal with the wing cracks. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, your wife had a cataract surgery, and you said that he used a glass lens. Is that different than the regular conventional protocol? Is it new technology, or what was it?
I don't know how new it is, but that's apparently the standard protocol now, is when they take out the lens that's blurred and cataract, they replace it with a glass lens. Now, the glass lens, of course, isn't flexible. So after she has the next eye done, she's still going to have like close-up glasses to work with. But she says the improvement in her vision is just amazing. She didn't realize how bad it had gotten.
Yeah, I'm sure. It gets bad slowly, you know, and then all of a sudden you get used to it, and then all of a sudden you can't see very well anymore, and now you got to take it out, and all the colors are back. And I got one question about space travel they got over in China. You know, Mike, you got to bring your own air into space, and that's why I'm always suspicious about space peddlers. You can generate oxygen out of water with a submarine, but when you go to space, you have to bring your own air, and I'm wondering how have they been doing that, like in the space station? What what are they using for fresh air, and how are they getting rid of the carbon dioxide? And what happens if a valve breaks on their air supply? I mean, you have to bring your own air in space because it's a vacuum, and you cannot generate any oxygen out of nothing. So how is
it
done?
As far as the carbon dioxide is concerned, that's scrubbed from the internal atmosphere, usually using lithium hydroxide. And to generate new oxygen, the current standard method is you keep hauling tanks of new oxygen up to orbit. But at some point, somebody's going to figure out an energy-efficient way of taking the carbon dioxide and separating the carbon and releasing the oxygen back into the cabin.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that until they fix the air problem, I think space peddlers are lying to us because it's too dangerous and too vital. I mean, without air, dude, you got 3 minutes at best. You got three days without water, you got 2 weeks without food. Without air, you're dead.
Well, first of all, you're forgetting that the oxygen inside a spacecraft is more than just what's inside your lungs. It's what's inside the spacecraft as a whole. And depending upon the size of the spacecraft, and the ISS is very large, they could probably get by for several days while, you know, either repairs or more oxygen is being sent on up there. Plus, in the case of the ISS, it's a redundant system. Several of the modules have their own oxygen systems.
Well, an oxygen system, you have to bring, you cannot create oxygen out of nothing. That's what I don't understand.
I'm not saying that anybody is creating oxygen out of nothing. I'm saying right now they're hauling it up from the surface of planet Earth, but at some point I'm sure they're going to work out a way to separate the carbon from the oxygen in the atmospheric CO2, release the oxygen back into the cabin, and dump the carbon all over Al Gore's beachfront property in Southern California.
Yeah, because you still need a heavy tank on your back to go underwater for an hour. So, I mean, hauling air up there is a heavy payload. You know, I mean, two tanks for 2 hours.
It is, but if you a tank on your back when you're a scuba diver, it's not just oxygen. It's just compressed atmosphere, whereas what is being hauled up to the space station is, in fact, pure oxygen, which is mixed in with the system and released that way. Plus the scuba tank on your back is intentionally heavy. Otherwise, it would float and keep you trapped on the surface.
Yeah, but oxygen, pure oxygen, is extremely explosive. And any type of, you know, I mean, I don't know. I would like to get something that explains the fresh air system for space travel, because I'm really having a problem with it as far as, you know, going anywhere in space requires air, and you cannot go without it for too long. I would really like to. Is there any books you can read? Do you know anything that talks about
not
how
off
we're
the top
fresh
of my
air
head? You know, I mean, it's been since the 1970s that I worked with any of this stuff here. But first of all, pure oxygen by itself is not explosive. It's not even flammable. What it does do is allow other materials to become much more flammable and explosive, as they discovered, unfortunately, on Apollo 1. But that's why all of our manned spacecraft have a two-gas system where there's nitrogen plus oxygen so that the fire hazard is reduced.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it. I miss the space program, I really do. I'm glad we're getting back out there. Okay, story. Apparently a pregnant mother used an AR-15 to kill a home intruder after two men burst into her Florida home, pistol-whipped her husband, and grabbed their 11-year-old daughter. And obviously, this is a case for why people should be allowed to have these kind of weapons in their home. And it's a reminder that women who are pregnant are in the grip of very, very powerful protective instincts, and you do not want to mess with them. Well, good for her. Now, you've been hearing in recent months about the opioid crisis, and there is no question there is an opioid crisis, and it's been exacerbated ever since the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, restarted the poppy farms, and started bringing the opium back to the United States for the drug lords and for the pharmaceutical companies. And pharmaceutical companies got the doctors to write prescriptions for these highly addictive painkillers. And there is a crisis out there. But there's another drug crisis that is taking hold right now, and it's called meth 2.0. And apparently it's a methamphetamine that has become very, very dangerous because it's being refined to what they describe as Breaking Bad levels of purity. Oh, don't mess around. What can I tell you? All right. NASA's Voyager 2 probe sends back its first discoveries from interstellar space 42 years after blasting off from Earth, providing valuable clues about the structure of the solar system. 42 years. Has it really been that long? I remember seeing the Voyagers being assembled at JPL in their spacecraft assembly facility. Now it's outside the solar system. And apparently Voyager 2 has detected a jump in the density of plasma, which is charged particles and gas, found around the probe, and evidence of the probe making its way from home to hot, lower density plasma characteristic of the solar wind, to the cold, higher density plasma of interstellar space. So the same thing with Voyager 1 as well. So, human race are now interstellar travelers. I think that's very cool. Send more Chuck Berry. Old joke. All right, over in the Philippines, they have now had three major quakes in Mindanao, killing 17, injuring hundreds, and displacing over 140,000 people. And Philippine seismologists are saying this may not be over, that major quakes will continue to jolt the southern Philippines through at least the Christmas season, saying this is obviously an earthquake swarm and it could last for months. Big fear is that there is a larger quake yet to come. Now, the Philippines' deadliest quake occurred in 1976 in Mindanao, a 7.9 Richter scale trembler that caused a tsunami that killed 8,000 across the 700 kilometer stretch of Mindanao. Another article about earthquakes, this one from Investment Watch blog, talking about how seismic activity in the United States seems to be accelerating. And during the last 7 days, there's been an earthquake swarm directly along the New Madrid Fault Zone, Kansas and Oklahoma. And they're being hit with an unusual number of significant quakes. Now, the New Madrid Fault Zone, let me get my bearings again, basically is over that away. Concern because of the increasing seismicity around the Yellowstone supervolcano, which if that blows, we will definitely get some of the ash and effect here in Indiana. So they're asking, is all this seismic activity leading up to something big? Well, sooner or later, you're going to get something big. I remember when Claire and I went through the Northridge quake, we thought that was the big one. And as it turned out, it wasn't. But it was big enough. We lost about half of everything that we had in that one. Okay, let's go to the phones here. David in Northwest Arkansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you there, Mike. You're talking about the New Madrid Fault there, and I just figured I'd jump in here because that's pretty close to where we are. We're not too far away from that, from where you're at, and I'm not too far away from that. That's in Northwest Arkansas, southern Missouri, western Tennessee. And when that went the last time, oh my goodness, it was a big event. It had the Mississippi River flowing backwards. It was so big. It was probably the biggest quake that we've had in the continental United States, bigger than the stuff out in California. And the cycle that we're on, we're way overdue for the big one.
Well, we definitely are. The reason it didn't create the impact in history that other quakes did was at the time the big one hit the New Madrid Fault, it was a very sparsely settled area. I think there was a total of like 3 communities got wiped out. As you say, the Mississippi River flowed backward. Other than that, there just wasn't anything for it to knock down. Today, of course, it's very, very different. I wouldn't say the area is highly populated, at least where we are. Definitely. And just because you live in the middle of the country doesn't mean you shouldn't be prepared to deal with an earthquake. You won't get them as large and as often as you do out in California. But again, having some stored water and storable food, the basic supplies, battery-operated radio, spare batteries, and so forth, just makes sense.
No, absolutely it does. You know, we have to be prepared for that kind of stuff. And I lived out in California just after the Northridge quake. I didn't get to witness the main event, but aftershocks, we were definitely feeling that. And while we were in southwest Tennessee, there was some activity on the New Madrid Fault that was felt there. And I felt enough earthquakes that, you know, it gets your attention, though, because you're used to the ground being solid underneath your feet. And that's not the case pretty much anywhere in the world, because this is a very dynamic system that's floating on this, you know, molten metal. I mean, it's a really amazing, you know, thing, this planet that we're on. And we've barely even begun to explore this. And, hey, I'm a space exploration nut myself, and I'm glad we're getting out there into interstellar space. I mean, there's so many more awesome, majestic things that we could be doing right now to further the knowledge of mankind. Instead, we're having to fight all of this nonsense from the left-right paradigm and all this childish bickering between all this crap with all the bankers, while we're distracted, stealing everything from us. That's basically what's going on. I'd rather be exploring the world than exploring the universe. Anyway, that's all I got, Mike.
I think most people would. And I noticed that JPL came on out attacking Dr. Gilbert Levin for saying that we discovered life on Mars back in 1976. And the author said, we did not. There's no life on Mars. Go back to your millstone, slaves. And a lot of things get hidden from us out of concerns for maintaining the status quo, maintaining the economy, maintaining the wars, pleasing various politicians. And
because the status quo is such a good thing. It is sickening. The status quo is such a good thing. We need to maintain that. I think we've had enough of that. Rinse and repeat. How about we change the page and get onto something new? Because there's a whole world and a whole galaxy to explore, and I would be really happy to be able to put down all of this fighting amongst each other and get together and be able to do things like that, because wow, the future of humanity could be a really grand, awesome thing. Instead, we're being self-destructive. It's sad. It breaks my heart, Mike.
It does. And you sort of look back and realize on the work you've done in science, how much of it did get perverted in the interests of pursuing war and profits and so forth. And it's very, very, very sad.
Yeah, it is. We spend more energy finding new and innovative ways to kill, harm, torture, you know, rape and pillage each other than spending the time solving problems. You know, if we had changed the paradigm around where we're working on the good things instead, all these problems that we have would go away in very short order. There's enough of us working collaboratively to overcome something. Maybe it's going to take some massive thing, like this big asteroid coming for us that's, you know, half the size of the moon, and we only have, you know, 5 years to figure this out, or all of us are dead. Maybe something like that could bring us together. But short of that, I just don't see how it can happen. And like I said, it breaks my heart. Anyway, I'm going to let you get back to your show, Mike. Have a good one. Thanks for doing what you're doing out there.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, speaking of the perversion of science, the global warming cultists are still out there pushing this hoax. That humans are warming the planet. Oh. No, I'm not. Okay. It's a Monday. What can I tell you? So they're still out there pushing this 97% consensus, even though that's now been discredited completely. But again, they're not interested in the truth. They really aren't. They're interested in what they can sell you. They're interested in what you can be convinced to buy into, what you can be convinced to believe in, so that they can extract money and control from you. That's it. If they thought they could convince you that Bigfoot was about to come out of the forest and eat us all unless we turned our money over to the government, that's what they'd be pushing. Okay, we got to take a break here for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mark, is this the U.S. stealing oil out of Syria for the U.S., or are they stealing out of Syria for Israel?
Could be either one. They could just be stealing it out of Syria and selling it to anybody who'll buy it.
Well, the reason I asked is, you know, Trump was going to pull out, and then Netanyahu said, not so fast, you need to protect certain areas. And so I thought that was probably the oil fields. And, you know, Israel's got a history of stealing oil out of Syria anyway from the Golan Heights. And, you know, they're doing it every day. They are stealing oil and water. And they there's people that think now that the attack on the USS Liberty was to keep the intelligence ship from finding out that Israel went in and took the Golan Heights after the war was over. You know, in 67, you know, they said the war was over, and then they kind of pretended like they took it during the war, you know, but they took it after the war, and they wanted to cover that up. So they attacked the Liberty, and because they knew that the Liberty would be a witness to them taking it. Is that the way you understood it?
Well, I understand that Israel was concerned that the USS Liberty was documenting Israeli atrocities against Syrians. As far as protecting the secret that the Golan Heights were actually seized after the war was over, that's pretty tough to cover up. My understanding is that Israel's primary reason to attack the USS Liberty was to sink it, frame Egypt for it, and thereby trick the United States into the war on Israel's side against Egypt. And there was, in fact, an airstrike launched by the United States against Cairo that was recalled when the Liberty's radio operators succeeded in getting a signal out saying, we're being attacked by Israeli forces.
Yeah, just like anything else, there was a dual purpose to it. You know, one to cover things up and one to enable a false flag.
I'm sure when somebody's going to do something like this, everybody's going to say, how can I use this for what my agenda is? What can I get out of this? And so you'll have a bunch of people jumping on board, and each of them has a different agenda, but the end result is the same. A lot of Americans got killed.
Exactly. But, you know, I don't even call U.S. The U.S. anymore, United States. I call it the Zionist States of America. And I don't understand everything that goes on at the top levels of this government, but you know, we got all these dual citizens, and every one of them to me is got Israel first and the U.S. second, and the U.S. is only a you know, host for the parasite, and you know, so, and all there's always this double standard, you know, like Israel, I mean Russia interfere with the elections, and of course Israel never does, you know. So, do I hear some music there, Mike?
Yeah, we got to take a break here for station identification. So, thank you for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. We'll be right back with hour three.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.